This is the Chip Kelly One-on-One presented by Wawa, the official hoagie of the Philadelphia Eagles.
We welcome you into our studio, our exclusive one-on-one with head coach Chip Kelly. The New Orleans Saints coming to town on Sunday. Big game on Sunday. Coach, first let's talk a little bit about some of the good things that happened in Washington. I know a tough loss, but the offense, getting the ball down the field, big plays in the passing game. What's that mean for your offense?
Yeah, we didn't do much in the first half. Came out in the second half, and coverage-wise, they gave us a couple looks where we could get the ball down the field. Hadn't seen a lot of that this year, but you know, when we have the opportunity, Sam can get the ball down the field. You know, threw a 60-yarder to Coop on a post route. Got Nelly down there once on a play action pass, and then also got one to Miles Austin for a touchdown. So, you know, we've always felt confident that we had that. It's just does the defense give it to you? There's not a reason to throw it if they don't give it to you, but they gave it to us and we took advantage of it.
Another thing that was impressive, the way the tight ends have really contributed. Zach Ertz saying in the locker room he felt that was his best game in blocking, and Brent caught the touchdown pass. What's their versatility meant for your offense?
Well, Zach obviously missed preseason camp, had some surgery, and really has just got cleared like day or two before the Atlanta game. So I think he's just starting to get back into his stride, and you've seen him improve each week. And then Brent's always just been a very reliable player for us, you know, someone you could always hang your hat on. He does a great job as a blocking tight end in this league, but he can catch the ball when asked to. And you know, he came up big on a big down for us down in the red zone there. They played man coverage and brought in all out blitz, and Sam did a good job of avoiding it, and then got a chance to hit Brent and get him in the end zone.
Some reserves stepping up for the offensive line. What have you seen from the group in total, just in terms of depth?
You know, we were injured, obviously. We lost Jason Peters, so then we had also lost Andrew Gardner before the game started. So Matt Tobin did a nice job when he was in there and had to go from guard and then bounce out to tackle when Jason went down. And then Dennis Kelly did a nice job when he was in there.
On defense, the run game has been good, as we've talked about. And Bo Allen and Benny Logan have played nose tackle. Benny's moved to the end position as well. Really versatile, dominating kind of players. As a group together, what do you see for those guys?
Well, we always felt our defensive line is our strongest position on our football team. And unfortunately, we did not have Taylor Hart and Cedric Thornton in this past game. So, and then lost Brandon Bear early. So, you know, Benny and Bo Allen and Fletcher had to play a lot of snaps and just did a great job. You know, obviously it's stopping the run was a very important thing for us against the Redskins with Alfred Morris and what they do. And those guys, you know, kind of set the tone for us up front in terms of how they play the game.
It's the Saints on Sunday, and Drew Brees is the quarterback. That's where the conversation starts with New Orleans. He's bounced back from the arm problems, I guess. Difference between the pre-injured Drew and what we saw Sunday night?
I don't know. Injured, he missed one game, so mm-hmm. It wasn't like he's missed a prolonged period of time, but he was extremely accurate Sunday night against the Cowboys. You know, he has such a good feel for that offense. He's been in it for such a long time and has been there for such a long time. But he was firing the ball all over the place and, you know, threw his 400th touchdown pass in overtime. That's a lot of touchdown passes in his career, but it's you know, it's a challenge every time you face him. We faced him 2 years ago in a playoff game, and you know how talented he is.
How would you describe what kind of quarterback he is? Is it start with the really intelligence and the
I'd say
football
really,
IQ?
He's a really good quarterback. Yeah. That's how I would describe him.
I mean, is there
one of the best?
Yeah, he's not the biggest guy. He doesn't have the biggest arm, but what a tremendous.
He's got tremendously. The biggest thing is he's extremely accurate. So I think when people say he doesn't have a big arm, it's he's as accurate as any quarterback out there, and I think that's the thing is he's very intelligent, but he also can put the ball exactly where he wants to put it.
They have three running backs that they use liberally. How do they employ that group?
They roll them through, you know, and you're going to see them. They all run inside the tackles. They all run outside the tackles. They all catch the ball coming out of the backfield. So I don't think there's one specific role for each individual. I think they can use them in a wide variety of ways, and that's what makes them so dangerous to defend. You just can't say if he's in, this is just what they do, because they do it all with all three of those guys in there.
What kind of challenge is it that with Marcus Colston and Brandon Cooks leading the way for their receivers, a deep group there, but what kind of challenge is that for the second half?
Just some different, you know, with Colston and Brandon Coleman, you got some real big, tall guys, 6'4", 6'5", guys, and then with Cooks, you got a shifty, fast, one of the fastest guys to come out of the combine 2 years ago. So you know, you got the big guys and you got a small fast guy, so it's going to be an interesting matchup with our defensive secondary.
Defensively, Rob Ryan's been around the league a long time, a lot of success. We saw him in 2013 in the playoffs. Mm-hmm. What are the characteristics of his defense?
Very well coached. You know, they're very sound in terms of what they do, and then There's a lot of extremes. Sometimes they bring all out blitz and play cover zero, and then the next play they'll rush three guys and drop eight guys. So there's not just one thing he does. It's a wide variety of things he does, and that's why you have to be prepared for all of it.
Thanks, Coach.
Thanks.